Baghdad car bomb kills 30. A car bomb killed at least 30 people and wounded a further 38 when it detonated at a Baghdad marketplace on Saturday. It is just the latest in a series of deadly suicide bombings that have claimed the lives of hundreds of Iraqis, predominantly Shiites, in the past few days. Al-Qaeda's main operative in Iraq, Abu al-Zarqawi, has announced the escalation in violence constitutes civil war between Sunni and Shiite Muslims in the country. Despite the recent onslaught against them, Shiites have so far refrained from retaliatory attacks, which would seemingly plunge Iraq into further chaos and perhaps destroy the chance of peace and democracy. Insurgents appear to be timing their attacks to derail next month's referendum on Iraq's fledgling constitution. The latest wave of atrocities and mayhem against civilians, who are trying to go about their daily lives, is part of what Zarqawi terms total war. He called it revenge for a massive assault by US and Iraqi troops who were hunting down Sunni insurgents in the northern town of Tal Afar last week. The bloodiest response since then was a giant car bomb on Wednesday that killed 112 Shiite labourers, part of a series of explosions that rocked Baghdad and caused 182 fatalities. On Friday, a suicide bomber killed himself and at least 20 worshippers as they left a mosque in central Iraq. On Thursday, 29 people died in two blasts in the capital. In other violence yesterday, 11 handcuffed and blindfolded corpses were found in Baghdad, all shot at close range.